Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to business. 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. If you don't like what we're talking about, odyssey.com rewind. We talked about Stephen A. and the KD to Detroit crap and also the future of college football, according to John Jansen, and whether anyone is interested in it. But we got to have a different conversation. One, Dan Dickerson's totally right, by the way. My God, the Orioles pitching staff is so bad. I don't know what the Tigers, like, team total for runs is. Just take the over. The Tigers should feast the next three nights. The Orioles pitching is like the Rockies in a better uniform. Like, if you're not,
slump busters.
Oh, absolutely. This is, yeah. I was going to say something uncouth about Kenny's past, but we'll leave it there. So listen, it doesn't count if I didn't say it, Kenny. It's not how this game works. The point I'm making is, can we get to this? I have had just about enough of something, and I need to understand it. So, first of all, I didn't have John Jansen watching the BET Awards on my bingo board.
You know what? You should have, because he probably thought it was the BET Awards.
It was simulcast on every Paramount network.
Yeah, he was like,
but does that include the Hunting and Fishing Network?
Yeah,
no, whatever not that John one. Watches?
Yes,
yes.
David, it was the BET Awards. So he was like, okay, I got it.
BET.
All right, bet. So, yeah, Santa Ono after 106 in Park.
Bet.
All right, so.
Beer's free.
But for some reason, Za'Darius Smith, the current free agent, former Detroit Lion pass rusher they acquired at the deadline, spoke at the BET Awards. Quote, "We both know where I want to be," he said. "Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader, like I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit," close quote. Well, a couple of issues, Za'Darius. First of which is it's Tuesday, June 10th, and you're unemployed. If you're a free agent on June 10th, it means you're not very good. If you'd like evidence of that, I give you Aaron Rodgers making less money than Daniel Jones. If you're a free agent on June 10th, you are officially Lethal Weapon 3 at Walmart in a Blu-ray bin. Nobody wants you. Mm-hmm. Also a terrible movie. But here's my thing. There's an obsession in this town about this Za'Darius thing. Like, somehow signing Za'Darius would fix whatever ills you think their D-line or pass rush have?
All the problems would be gone. Za'Darius, along with a recovering Aiden Hutchinson, and I don't know why you guys are complaining about the pass rush. We're back.
I want to ask a question. This is wide open for people. If they sign Za'Darius Smith, are you like, all right, now we're ready to go win a Super Bowl?
Now you're back to the disco shirt.
I don't have that feeling.
I don't either.
The fact is they have $1 zillion in cap space, and Za'Darius is in his, 33? You could sign him to a one-year deal for just about any amount of money you wanted. I don't think they want him. So you tell me, this move wouldn't do a lot for me. I wasn't overly impressed with him here. And if we're being fair, when he was lining up alongside Myles Garrett, he generated a whopping 4 sacks. He's just not the guy anymore. Was he the best available at the deadline? Yes. Was he a guy who presented the possibility of upside? Yes. Didn't really work. So why am I going to run to the altar to go get him again? Oh, I'm probably not. Now, if you're telling me he's only out there because he doesn't want to be at OTAs, I would tell you he's overplaying his hand.
Yeah. No, I think that he's been begging to get back with the Lions for a long time. And it kind of spits into the face of what Brad Holmes does, because we've all talked about it. He likes to keep the band together. And you're one of his guys. You got paid in this past two off seasons. He didn't get paid. They brought him in. They got a sample size. I don't think they like what they saw. I don't think they got the return on their investment. And he is sitting out there. Now, he's in Detroit. His girlfriend's a Detroit rapper. So he's still in the city. And I think he's trying to stay in shape, waiting for that phone call to happen, thinking that every time it rings, it's going to be Brad Holmes saying, come on, man, we need you.
Doesn't this come across as desperate?
Yes.
Doesn't it, like, for instance, when you make yourself a diamond necklace that says you're a captain, even though you weren't a captain,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps a championship ring for a championship you didn't win,
mm-hmm.
all of things that Za'Darius has done. I don't get it.
You want to be a company man, except for the company seems like is not interested in you.
But I want to know from the fans. Look, I'm not telling you they're a worse team by signing him. I'm just telling you it doesn't move the needle. But if you think it does, or you think, look, Brad Holmes has to do this. Essentially, Za'Darius Smith is free,
yeah.
right? It's not your money.
Yeah. And if they sign Za'Darius Smith, do you feel like, you know what? I'm not worried about the defensive line whatsoever. You're back. Let's go. Let's run this thing back and let's get to the Super Bowl.
Also, is there video of John Jansen watching the BET Awards? Is that available anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the greatest reality television of all.
I mean,
John is arguably the whitest guy on the planet.
I heard he was a big Glorilla fan.
Okay. I'm leaving all of this alone. There's so many places I could go with this. 248-539-9797. But and it's not personal. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, well, we should never. I just don't think it matters. I treat Za'Darius Smith the same way I treat Marcus Davenport. These are not the people that I think are going to spearhead me to a Super Bowl. You want to sign him? Go for it. But I can't tell you Za'Darius Smith at this stage of his career is tangibly better than Josh Pascal. I can't tell you that he's a difference maker. I'd be lying to you. You did what you needed to do. You brought him in last year. Didn't work.
Right.
And they had all offseason to go and get him. They have $50 million in cap space, and they're just like, nah, man, I'm good.
And he's hanging around and hanging around and hanging around. See, I thought for a second that maybe they were, because they didn't go out and really draft anybody. And I'm like, okay, you're going to get him on the cheap. But
then why don't you get him right now?
And that's what I'm saying. When the OTA started, I thought he would have got signed. Because I don't think he can go with the whole, I don't want to really go through training camp, sign me a week before the season. Yeah, I don't think you're that good.
Yeah, you're not Von Miller the late years. Right. I mean, come on, dude.
Right.
I mean, David, where are you at with this?
Yeah, you're Aaron Donald. You can do that in the final years. Yes.
There are 31 other teams in this league. And from what I understand, reports that I see or don't see, no one's knocking his door down. No one's trying to get him. No one's trying to sign him. No one is calling him. So that's a sign that, you know what? I just don't think you're that great. And I don't think it's, oh, because he's asking for too much. I don't think it's that at all.
I don't think they're interested.
Exactly. They're not interested. And you're right, Mike. He had 4.5 sacks with Myles Garrett on the other side of you. If you can't do much more than that, then and he didn't do much here. So it's a waste. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not the answer.
But the argument, 1 second, just to be clear, David, understand it's why I said to Rico what I said. He's free. What are you doing with all this cap space for this year?
That's true. I get that.
And I'm not signing to a multi-year deal. Za'Darius, if you're making up fake championship and captain's logos, here's 1 year, $10 million. Like, the money doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So I'm just making a point. I'm fine if they bring him back. It's not going to make me think any more of the team.
Well, the fact that he's out there just kind of soliciting the Lions, hey, please take me in. I mean, further when he goes on in the interview, he's talking about how what he could bring to the team and how he can help Aiden Hutchinson become a better player with his experience and the things that he knows. He's trying desperately to show his worth to the Lions. You need me, Detroit. He sees what we see. You need some help on this defensive line.
How dare you?
You didn't really bring in anybody. You didn't address the issue. I'm here. I'm in the town. I'm not going to move until I get the phone call of you saying you don't want me. I will be here as the season progresses in case anybody gets hurt. I'm not going anywhere. The only thing missing is Za'Darius outside of Allen Park holding a boombox playing. I mean, that's the only thing missing.
Wow. Wow. Just riding a bicycle around.
Right.
Jeez.
That's exactly what it is. That's what the comments felt to me, though. It felt like, I'm over here. Please come and get me. It's like, what? I don't think he's the answer, and I would be okay if they don't.
I'm indifferent. No, I'm saying I'm not against it. I'm not for it. But I just would love to know what fans want. Because, look, all offseason, these phone lines were filled with people who wanted a pass rusher. Filled.
He's there.
Well, he's sitting right there. Here, here's what people think of you. I don't know. Kenny, go ahead.
He's another body. That's about as far as I can go with it. Wow. Like, I can't drum up much excitement for it. This is slightly north of terrible.
Hey, Kenny, to use another movie reference, maybe they're just not into you.
Right. That's exactly right.
Why does this feel like Kenny at the bar at 145?
Not anymore.
There we go. There's
not
the
anymore.
There's the
Kenny after about seven Jack and Cokes.
You know what we're not going to say is this is Kenny at the bar at 1 o'clock.
Not anymore.
Oh, in the old days, I hearken back to that.
This is Kenny in the living room with the hot dog roller.
No, no, no.
It's 1995 college football we're talking about. We're going back
right
to where it used to be.
His old days out in Auburn Hills.
Guys, here's the deal. The phone lines are open. I can go back to this Kevin Durant stuff if you want, but I thought this was interesting. I'll give you a shot at it. And if you're still pouting and in your feelings because Jaden Daniels came here and clapped your cheeks, hey, man, you know what? Figure it out. It's June. New year beckons. It's time to talk a little football, okay?
But the fact that you need a pass rusher, and he's a pass rusher, and he's there.
And he made a fake I'm a captain chain. I mean, don't you almost owe him a contract at that point?
I mean, Za'Darius or a six-round selection.
He's like Richard Kimball. He made the fake ID for the hospital.
He did.
You almost owe him. I mean, come on.
You're right. And he's cheap. You could offer him anything and he'll be like, okay.
One U.S. dollar. I'm in.
Za'Darius, 1 year, $3 million. Cool. Thanks.
248-539-9797. Does it move the needle? Is this the answer? Would this be okay? You could stop harping about the pass rush. For me, no. I mean, I didn't like the offseason. I didn't think they did enough. It was just about. They were really seduced with their own people, their own employees, and that was it. And it's like, guys, there's a whole world out there. It's called LinkedIn. And they said no. The Za'Darius thing, I'm indifferent. Not against it, not for it. You do what you want. Also, shout out John Jansen watching BET. Never in a million years did I think that was possible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Before we get to the people, David, a check of the ticket text. And again, I'm in the middle on it. If you're unemployed on June 10th and you're Za'Darius Smith, there's a reason. David put it pretty eloquently. There's 31 other places that didn't call you either. And the Lions were the easy option. And they got $1 zillion in cap space. You're not a guy they're going to sign to a multi-year deal at age 33. So by the fact they haven't signed you, and by the fact you're at the BET Awards begging for a job, it just tells me they don't want you. But if they bring you in, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get mad at it. But I don't think it moves you higher in the hierarchy of Super Bowl teams. He doesn't move the needle for me. David, go ahead.
Za'Darius is better than nothing at all. But when Hendrickson could be available, I don't know why we would chase Za'Darius as the first choice. That is Scott in St. Clair Shores. A Nort from Pinckney says, Za'Darius Smith is just a depth guy. Can't have more than that just because of injury. I'm fine with it if they bring him in.
And again, I think he can be a situational pass rusher. He's fine enough. But let's just be clear about something. You started the year, and the idea was we've got to do something bold. Let's get a duo. Like, let's create the scariest pass rush duo in the NFL. That can't be signing Za'Darius Smith on June 10th. But I agree with the texter. It's better than nothing. Okay. And he can be functional. But I don't think he's going to come here and be a double-digit sack guy. Go ahead, David.
I'd rather have Smith over Davenport. He is fine, complimentary starter.
You might get that regardless because Davenport gets hurt getting out of bed.
It's very true. I don't think getting Smith back is like trading for Crosby or anything, but he would be way better depth than what we have currently.
So then answer the question, why haven't they done it? Even before Ragnow retired, they had $42.8 million in effective cap space for this season. So why didn't they do it?
I don't think it's money because I think that he would just come back on a one-year deal no matter what he paid. I mean, he's at the BET Awards saying, hey, I'm available. Boombox.
Okay. Someone
sign. We'll play defense for contract.
Well, someone's asking, is Smith the Stoney of the NFL?
Oh, my God. Come on, man. Don't do Stoney dirty like that.
We're better than this.
Well, then I'll do John dirty. I seen John Jansen hanging with J-Mo at 3 a.m. at the Coney. Watching the BET Awards? That's nothing.
You imagine, John. Hello there, brother.
Wait, is this Kurt Franklin? I love Kurt Franklin.
Oh, Jamie Foxx over there.
Big Kevin Hart fan.
You guys ever seen the Kings of Comedy DVD? I've got a copy in my RV. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Good, Ty. What's going on?
So I think that signing Smith is not going to be the, you know, the big news of the day if it does happen. Now, it does make me comfortable more so than it would having Davenport. Davenport's a bum. Like you just said a couple minutes ago, the guy gets hurt getting out of bed. But what I want to point out is a couple of statistics that are very interesting to me. Now, granted, he played 9 games for Cleveland, 8 games for Detroit last year, and he finished with 9 sacks. And everybody, when we lost Hutchinson, was trying to chase after, we need to sign Crosby, we need to sign Crosby, we need to sign Crosby. And he finished his season with 7.5 sacks last year. So Smith is racking up more sacks than the guy that we were literally willing to knock down walls for, but we're sitting here trying to debate if we're going to re-sign him. I think he's a comfortable option. I liked him last year. He wasn't that productive in the tackle department, but if you can produce, I mean, for the 8 games he started for us, or excuse me, 7 games he started for us, he produced 4 sacks. I'm comfortable with that. You know Hutchinson's carrying the load anyway. It's
so
not like we're looking for
reverse engineer
guy.
It, though. This is what I can't figure out. Tyler, then why is it June 10th and he's unemployed? And why haven't they, of all teams, called him?
That's the question that I've been asking myself every single day. And that's kind of why I'm sitting here scratching my head about it, too. It's like these numbers are better than the guy we were chasing. And mind you, he tied Nick Bosa for sacks for last season, and which is another guy that we talk about all the time as a great defensive end. So if he's putting up numbers similar to these other big names, it's the same question I'm asking myself, too. Why haven't we done it? When they first announced that they were releasing him to free agency, my initial thought was, okay, they're just shopping him. They want to see what he's worth. They want to sign him to a 2 or 3 year deal.
Right.
Now here we are, June 10th, and they still haven't signed him. I'm starting to wonder if there's a different game plan going on. But, I mean, it's as simple as signing him to a 1 year, $2.5 or $3 million contract. Give him another year. Let's see what he does. If he matches up well with Hutchinson, then we'll start talking a different number. But or even sign him to a 2 year deal and let him develop a little bit. At $5 million. You know, I don't know what the exact number would be, but it makes sense to me with the numbers he's putting up. Sign him, get some comfortability.
So here's the other thing, though, Tyler. You know, the weird part too, no one else has called him.
No,
and again, yeah. if he turned down offers, you know, Adam Schefter would be bobbleheading all over TV. Like
100%.
The fact that he's out, I don't know what's more surprising, that he's out there on June 10th unemployed, or that John Jansen watches BET.
Tyler, I'll say this as far as, but be careful comparing him to Bosa, because Bosa didn't play for part of the season and Za'Darius Smith did. So numbers are a little bit skewed, but I get what you're saying. But yet nobody's trying to sign this man for
like, think
anything.
About this. The Green Bay Packers, and I know he had a stint there, but like Tyler, it's case in point. The Packers are in a desperate situation for a pass rush. I don't think the Lions, it's desperation. I think what we want is the Thor hammer. Packers haven't called him. You know, the Buffalo Bills always need pass rushers. Always. Have the Bills called him? How about the Ravens? Another team familiar with him. Could always upgrade your pass rush, right? Mm-hmm. Have they called? So I look, hey, if it's something I'm playing in Detroit or I'm retiring, that's a different conversation. But I can't square the circle on it. I'm fine if they sign it. I would not sign into a multi-year deal. I'm just not signing 33-year-olds to multi-year deals. I'll pay you 1 year. It's $5 million.
And I think that's pretty
and
much...
And do me a favor. Take the chain back. You're not a team captain. Don't wear that in my facility. It's not. He made a chain that said he's a captain. He's not a captain.
You know, he's trying to speak it into existence, Mike. I don't know.
No, that's like stolen valor. That's like Kenny rolling in dressed as William McRaven. You're not the Admiral of the Navy.
It's a, you manifest it. Maybe one day it will come
true. No, you can't roll in the stars and bars like you did not serve.
Manifest, Mike.
You're not a captain.
You think it, and then you become it. He wants to be the captain.
Okay.
Dress for the job you want, Mike, not the job you have.
Go, Kenny.
That's okay. I'm done. Absolutely done. Here's Rico. To hell with everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, one quick note before we get to the Za'Darius Smith stuff and some ticket text. It is a good story, and this guy was not trying to oversell it, but he was well-regarded. And look, Sawyer Gibson Long was supposed to be a starting pitcher for this franchise. He has been gone for 615 days. It's been an incredibly long road back. He's not your opener tonight, but he's going to be after the opener. And it's a really good story. And look, I haven't done what some of the other shows have done where it's like, oh, we need pitch. I'm not ready to go there. I got to see if Alex Cobb ends up ever pitching. But also,
I have an update on him.
What do you got?
He will have a rehab start in Toledo tomorrow.
Well, good. I mean, look, man, they need innings.
Yes, they do.
Because what I don't want is once we get to August, no, I do not need bullpen days or chaos or any of that. That was last year. But good story tonight. And again, if you just want to relax, watch baseball, and probably see that your team's going to score 5 or 6. Well, the Orioles, it's the perfect remedy. Exciting times. God, the Orioles stink. Let's go to Darren, 97.1. Darren, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Just this Za'Darius thing, man. I'm 59 years old, and I have just been waiting for the Lions to do something. And just when you think they can make a move in free agency, they can't get their hands on anything. They seemed like they were like the Super Bowl team because they bragged about Davenport coming back, and I would have rather seen them not sign him. Bring back Smith and see what he can do with Hutch on the line, because you don't know how he could change his play when you have somebody like that he's playing with now. He wants to be here. It doesn't hurt. He had 36, I believe, pressures in 8 games.
So let me ask you a question, Darren, I'm not being a smartass at all. Then why haven't they? What are we missing here?
I have no clue. There's something. Nobody's going to say anything until it's all over with. I just wish I would. I keep hearing Brad Holmes saying he's a great fit. We want them back, but we couldn't afford them. And when you see how much money they have, it's just all lies. They're just throwing everything at us. It could be something that we don't know, but my God, he's the closest thing. He's not in a body cast. He's not in a wheelchair. We need help.
And again, if he's demanding some 3-4 year deal, well, we haven't heard that. If he did demand that, I wouldn't sign him, Darren. The offer should be a 1 year deal. That's it. And the money really means nothing because
you got it.
Yeah. And now what are they have? $52 million for this upcoming season. And don't worry. And guys, please don't worry about 2026. Oh my God. We're 12 million under. The cap will probably go up by $1 zillion. You're going to restructure Goff's deal because he can't possibly be paid. Right. I think his cap number is like $70 million that year.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Taylor Decker could be gone or you'll rework a deal.
Oh, my God. Rico just killed Taylor Decker. What are you doing?
These people just lost
Frank Ragnow. You are not allowed.
I said next year. Oh, Mike can kill everybody.
I didn't.
I say one thing.
That was just for you, Rico.
Okay. I just said the Tigers are going to score lots of runs. I don't know what happened here. You can't kill our left tackle.
Tigers are up next.
No, that's not the case. David, ticket text, and then we'll get to a football today.
They're waiting until training camp is mostly done before they sign him so they can see what they have in cap and in players. He'll get signed in July.
What they have in cap? $52.8 million.
You had the OTAs. Now was the time to bring him in.
Yeah, because you know what you have.
Right. And he's here. Not like he's got to fly across the country. Like, where you at? I'm on the west side. Get to Allen Park.
You're exactly right. I think the Lions didn't sign him yet because the Lions have a very specific type of end that they want opposite Hutch.
Who's that? One who gets hurt?
No, that's a big edge who can set the edge, and Smith can't do that.
Okay. So who's that person? I wonder.
Okay.
Look, because it wasn't anybody in the draft.
That's the other issue I take, meaning they couldn't find the player they wanted in free agency, the trade market, or the draft. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, maybe you need to lower your standards a bit.
Or maybe, just maybe, we need to take Brad at his word. We're good. We got Aiden. We don't need anybody else. We got one. How many teams in the NFL have more than one edge rusher? You remember that soliloquy he went on?
Yeah, I do.
Maybe we just have to take him at his word. And he wasn't doing coach speak or GM speak. He was actually telling us the truth.
Okay. I mean, it's fine. You don't have to yell at me. I just was offering.
Not yelling.
I'm just saying. It feels like it.
No, maybe it's just frustrating. But maybe we just stop trying to think, ah, he's just trying to play a game. No, he may have just told you the truth. This is it. We got our guy. I'm not interested in adding somebody else.
And it's June 10th, so I don't know. David, go ahead.
Marcel at track practice says, just go watch the Washington game tape, and that will show you why Smith hasn't signed. He was god-awful in that game.
You're not allowed to say that. David, he's fine enough.
Fine enough, exactly.
I never walked away feeling, hey, this guy's really turning it on. Like, him with Aiden. Now, if you're telling me, well, we can't play them together. Okay, stop. There was a time they were moving Aiden around like a nuclear missile and lining him up over the center and stuff. You can get creative.
Smith is a great signing at a cheap number. He is hyped about playing here. You could see that every game. I sign him, Dan, in Royal Oak.
Dan, I wish I could just ask you the following question is, why does the number matter? It's the years, not the number. Like, what? They have so much money in a one-year basis.
And he would take whatever you put in front of him. If you said 1 year at $8 million, I'm in.
Here's a fake
championship ring. I'm in. Oh, wait, he already has one. I still don't understand it.
Mike, as Kenny said, you dress for the job that you want. He bought a championship ring as motivation. Every day, he'll set it in his locker.
What about the captain's chain?
He'll set it in his locker. That's motivation as well.
It's stolen valor. It's ridiculous. It's like Kenny dressing up as George Patton. And not the NFL GM. the general.
I've taken one too many strays today.
I'm saying it's an absurdity if you showed up like you were on the beaches in Normandy. You're not. You're Kenny. The best, the closest you'll ever come is a beach ball.
I don't think you can liken team captain to stolen valor. That's a bit extreme.
Hold on. Wearing a fake chain that has the captain's logo like you're a team captain. How's it different?
Maybe it's his nickname. Maybe people call him captain.
Okay. I think we're making things up, Kenny.
That is correct.
Okay, good. All right. Sorry. Had a good one-liner right before we came back on the air, and we've lost Rico.
Oh boy.
Tigers. Hey, Kenny. Fun. Tigers over-under runs against this god-awful Orioles pitching staff the next 3 nights. Set at 17.5.
Jesus.
Over 3 games.
Over 3 games?
17.5.
So six.
You thought it was 1 game?
I was like, Mike's being funny here. I thought you were making a joke.
The 3-game set, 17.5 runs.
I would still take the under, but slightly.
Okay. All right.
Under question mark?
This Orioles pitching staff 17? Is awful. Awful. The ballpark plays the power. The Tigers have got some more punch.
But you're right. Even in 1 game, they can score 13 runs.
I'm banking on it. I'm just telling you.
And you know what? It's Dinger Tuesday.
It should be a fun series because
Mike's making everybody money today.
No. None of that.
If you lose your money,
no.
We'll see Mike.
None of the. You know what? Okay. You know what? Just go to the. I shouldn't say this after that clip. Let's go to the big finish.
Wait, what was that, David?
Yeah, not a great transition after that drop to say, let's go to the big finish. You're right about that. I'm so sorry about that transition.
Mm-hmm.
We opened the show with the Shedeur Sanders trade smoke. That conversation happened because when you Google Detroit Lions trade rumors, it's everywhere. Shedeur Sanders to the Lions? What?
I don't understand it, but I guess what you're saying is Hendon Hooker is just not going to be the future. I don't think he has one here, and people are kind of kicking the can and hoping that maybe Shedeur can be the heir apparent to Jared Goff when his contract is up. I don't get the love, but you know what? He is the name. He is that sizzle that a lot of Lions fans have been asking for at the quarterback position.
I just think it would be a lot of noise for an organization that doesn't need or want it. So, yeah, it's very bizarre. Nothing this show's endorsing. I don't know why it exists, but, well, I don't know. 2025. I don't know what to say. Go ahead, David.
We also got to some running back duos, and 1, 2, 3 on the list. One was the Detroit Lions, 2, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and 3, the Carolina Panthers with Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle.
That one's out of left field. I mean, Saquon alone is worth the entire Panthers background.
Yeah,
I thought the Bills were criminally underrated with Ray Davis and James Cook. But bottom line, the Lions have the number one.
I could have took the Chargers at 3. But
I like the Chargers doing
right,
because you
I'm
know
saying.
I love Amarion Hampton.
They were kind of low. Yeah, they were
this?
Low.
Okay.
Bottom line, it's just another, when we talk about it, the Lions have the goods at a lot of positions. I understand it's been a tough offseason, loss of coordinators, coaches. Aleem McNeil's hurt and hurt for a long time. And now Frank Ragnow's gone. But they still have elite talent at a lot of positions.
We also got to the KD conversation. Stephen A. has the Detroit Pistons as a top destination for KD this offseason. Mike, you hate the idea. Rico, you did have guardrails, which had a trade proposal to it. Tobias, Ivy, and Holland, which I don't agree with. And then I yelled at you, and I apologize for yelling.
No, you don't, because you're going to do it again tomorrow. Yeah, to me, giving up that much, I probably would pass on KD, because that's high risk, high reward. If you're the Pistons and you make that trade, you have to win the NBA Finals, because you've given up your future for this one shot, because you're only going to keep KD around for 1 year. Keeping him around longer, that's when it becomes cancerous to your team.
Yeah, or he could die. The guy's 100.
He's not 100.
He's 36.
No.
You're dead in NBA terms unless you're LeBron.
You have more of a chance of him just becoming cancerous than him actually falling off
the also cliff. It violates the most important analytic in basketball, the balding superstar quotient. Can't have it. Can't win that way. Can't win with him.
I almost need a balding person to win and a redhead to win the Super Bowl.
Find it. Alex Caruso was balding, and you know what he said? Mama's calling. And he came home. And now Alex Caruso can win a championship with pride.
He's right. I believe SGA went to him and said, if we got to win, you got to change this.
So if you just go
change it.
Totally
that's
bald.
Right.
Balding.
Right, that's a look.
Gotcha.
That's all. If you're out there looking like Mr. Belding, you can't win a championship. It's not possible. I don't want KD. Poisonous. 36, unreliable, health concerns. And basically, he's a 7-foot jump shooter at this point in his career. I'm all set. I don't need it. The Pistons are better off without that.
But he's the superstar that you can put with Cade.
No, he was a superstar. Now he's just a diva. Bias here. I don't like him.
I know.
Can't win with him. Can't do it.
I know. Great room for radio.
Speaking of things that you don't need, I went through my 32 teams for college football, and what you guys did not want is Kansas, Virginia Tech, Iowa State, and UCLA.
I supported VTech because enter Sandman. I mean, it's just on that alone, Lane Stadium, I'm in. But look, the 32-team Super League, where the sport is probably headed, I don't want it on surface. But when you're talking about some of the teams, I thought you omitting West Virginia was ridiculous. Those people have nothing. Give them football. And South Carolina, come on, man, the cockaboose. What are we doing here?
No North Carolina or Duke.
To hell with North Carolina.
Don't need that.
Duke.
That's basketball.
And I'm just trying to think of who else did we miss out on. What about Purdue?
No way.
It was well done, but I do think it's a very scary look into what the future could be of college football, which is the end. It'll just become the USFL with better logos.
And guys, the Tigers tonight, Sawyer Gibson Long, great story, Mike.
It is a great story.
He will pitch tonight, coming in after the opener. And we have hit inside the final minute of the show, and Mike did not bring up Wyatt Langford.
No.
Is the streak over?
Listen,
are you about to do your Cal Ripken run around the park?
No, WFZ. It's a Wyatt-free zone for the next three games because every Tiger will have a 900 OPS against the Orioles pitching. You don't need him the next three games.
Streak's over, man.
You don't. The Orioles pitching is so egregious. It's so bad. The Tigers may put up softball numbers.
I don't know who you are, Mike.
No, I'm just saying, for the next 3 days, you don't need them.
The streak, though, man.
I know.
It's over.
All right, listen. Tiger baseball. Tiger baseball is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.